感谢主给我们今天晚上又可以恢复来一同读神的话。
Thank you, Lord. Once again, we can resume reading God's words.
日子好像是一个月过去，但是感觉上好像很长久了。
It's only about a month, but it seems like that's been a long time.
但是感谢我们的主，不在乎我们的感觉，而在乎他的话语的坚定。
But we thank our Lord, it doesn't depend on our feelings, but on the faithfulness of His words.
我们上次末了的时候是看到因着那个亚兰跟以色列联手来攻打犹大所引起的一段的事实。
And last time at the very end, we were looking at the fact that Aram has united with Israel to attack Judah.
而神用着以赛亚一面坚定犹大的心。
On one hand, God used Isaiah to strengthen Judah's heart.
来宣告以色列和亚兰人不能给犹大太多的伤害。
To proclaim that Aram and Israel cannot harm Judah to a very great extent.
同时也就启示了神将来的那一个神恢复的工作，或者说神挽回人的工作的一点的预告。
And also at the same time, he revealed or he has a proclamation of how he would atone man in the end.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我们很明显的听到神借着以赛亚宣告了将来必有童女生子，人要叫他做以马内利。
And very clearly through Isaiah, we hear that God proclaimed that in the future there would be a virgin giving birth to a child, and his name would be Emmanuel.
我们的主道成肉身的头一个很明显的宣告。
And this is the first very clear proclamation about our Lord that he has become flesh.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
虽然当时犹大王啊那个亚哈斯是一个很野神怒气的人。
Even though the king of Judah at that time, Ahaz, he is someone that would incite God's wrath.
而神也指着他，说到神的那一个责备、管教、鞭打会临到他们。
And God pointing at him, proclaiming that he will receive God's punishment, his scourging.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神在那个宣告管教的时候还是给他们带着一些安慰的信息。
When God was there to proclaim the discipline, he was there to comfort them also.
也指出他们的那个难处出来。
Also he pointed out the difficulties.
同时又把他们带到神应许的指望的里边。
Also he brings them to the future, the promise that he gave them.
而特别我们看到第九章的时候，
especially when we read chapter 9,
一面给我们看见我们的主到地上来的这个预告。
On one hand is the prophecy according to our Lord when he was going to come to this earth.
但是更重要的乃是在那里宣告我们的主道成肉身的一个很明确的经过。
But more importantly is to proclaim the process or the progress of our Lord that his words has become flesh.
因为我们对照着上文看下来的时候，
Because if we read the context above,
我们会看到犹大当时所接受的那个管教所造成的那个伤害是非常非常的严重的。
That we could see that the discipline that Judah received and the harm that did to them was very great.
在那个眼见的伤害的里边，能真的是有前途吗？
In the visible harm that we could see, can we see a future in there?
神将来做工的实实在在能把我们恢复到一个非常明亮的光景里吗？
And in the future, when God works, would he be able to revive us to a very bright condition?
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他说话从来不是藏头露尾的。
When he speaks, he's not hidden.
他总是清清楚楚告诉人他要做什么。
He's always clear in terms of teaching men what he wants to do.
那所以上一次最末了的时候，我们就特别提到第九章的第六节的那一小段的话。
So the last time at the very end, we made a special mention in chapter 9, verse 6.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到第九章第六节以后的那一小段的话，那是许许多多人在地上过圣诞节的时候最喜欢念的。
And verses you can see from verse 6 in chapter 9, these are the verses that people like to use during Christmas time.
但是我们很准确地读到这段话的时候，
But if we read these words accurately,
我们却是看见神说这一段话乃是为了很稳固地来坚固他的百姓的心。
But when we read these words, and we can see this is God who wants to firmly establish the hearts of his people.
那神说什么话来坚固他的百姓呢？
And what words did God speak to confirm or to confirm the people's heart?
神说什么话来让他百姓的信心不暗淡呢？
So what kind of words did he speak so that the people's faith would not be lost?
神说什么话叫他的百姓能脱离那个眼见的那些影响，以致到心里里头没有任何的阴影呢？
So what kind of words did God speak so that people would depart from what's visible so that they can depart from his shadow?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为神说的这小段的话乃是把我们的主他如何执行神那永远的旨意的非常简略的来宣告的。
Because through these few words, God would tell us how his son would execute his eternal will very clearly.
我想今天晚上我们再多用点时间在这几句话里。
And I think this evening we'll spend more time in these words.
第六节那里就说到，因为有一个孩子为我们而生。
In verse 6, it says, for to us a child is born.
有一个儿子赐给我们。
To us, a son is given.
弟兄姊妹们，这两句话就非常非常有意思了。
And brothers and sisters, these words are very meaningful.
犹大凭什么能活在一个荣耀的指望里呢？
What does Judah have in order to live in this glorious hope?
上面说就是上面就说到在黑暗行走的百姓第二节。看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照他们。你使这国民反多加增他们的喜乐，他们在你面前欢喜，好像收割的欢喜，像人分掳物的那样快乐。
In verse 2 and 3, it says, The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light was dawn. You have enlarged the nations and increased the joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder.
因为他们受夫的重恶，在和肩头上的杖，并欺压他们人的棍儿，你都已经折断了。
For it's as in the days of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across the shoulders, the rod of the oppressor.
当然，这个结局是非常非常的叫人喜乐的。
Of course, this ending it caused men to rejoice much.
但是有什么保证呢？
But what is the assurance?
那是以后的事情。
This would happen in the future.
在眼见的里头，我们现在是乐在极大的困苦的里边。
From what's visible, these people are in very much difficulty.
神你说了这些事情，好是好，但是有什么保证呢？
It's nice that God you said all these things, but what kind of assurance can you give us?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
保证就在第八章的时候已经提，第七章的时候已经提了。
The assurance is already mentioned in chapter 7.
那一个保证就是说必有童女怀孕生子这一件事。
The assurance lies in the fact that there will be a virgin giving birth of a child.
但是这一件事情怎么成功呢？
But how could this event be fulfilled?
那现在第九章就比较细一点来说到里头一些原则的问题了。
So now in chapter 9, it goes into details about the principles.
他说因为有一个孩子为我们而生。
It says for to us a child is born.
有一子赐给我们。
To us a son is given.
这里头 这两句话，第一个问题你要问，有一个孩子，这个孩子是什么人？
The first question you will ask is, there's a child, and who is this child?
接下去就是说，有一个儿子赐给我们。
And then it goes on to say to us, a son is given.
我们就要问了谁的儿子。
And then we'll ask, whose son is this?
是犹大人当中的某一个人的儿子，还是怎么什么人的儿子？
Is it a son that belongs to Judah, or is it someone else's son?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们会问这些问题，你就看到神在这里说的话大有内容了。
And brothers and sisters, if you would ask this question, then you will see within God's words there's a story there.
你看到从有一个孩子赐给我们。
It says from here,
为我们而生。
For to us a child is born.
生下了一个孩子。
There's a child that's born.
那这个孩子 是怎么生下来的？
And how is this child born?
每天都有不少孩子生下来。
Every day there are many children born.
那为什么特别提那一个孩子？
Why would we make special mention of this child?
那个孩子有什么特别呢？
And what is so special about this child?
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们活在以赛亚的那个时代，我们一点都不懂。
If we lived in the time of Isaiah, we would not understand at all.
连以赛亚也未必懂。
Even Isaiah, he may not have understood.
我十分的相信，当以赛亚说这一段话的时候，他似懂非懂。
I believe that when Isaiah spoke these words, he may not understand completely.
你说他不懂，他好像知道一些秘密在里头。
If you say that he did not understand, he might know some
of the secrets. 你说他真知道那个秘密吗？恐怕他也摸不着边际。
But if you say if he truly understands the secrets, he may not.
我怎么说这个话呢？
And why would I say that?
因为在底上你晓得，他就说到这个人的名字叫什么。
Because
这个孩子的名字叫什么。
Because later on he would mention the name of this child.
那他把这些名字一点出来的时候，他就知道这个孩子是非常不寻常的。
And when he mentioned these names, you would know that this child is not ordinary at all.
因为他明显说这个孩子的名字叫做奇妙。
Because very clearly he said that this child would be called wonderful.
又叫做测试。
Also counselor.
又叫做全能的神。
Also mighty God.
又叫做永在的父。
An everlasting father.
又叫做和平的君。
And prince of peace.
弟兄姊妹们，那这个孩子究竟是谁？
So brothers and sisters, who is this child?
你说以赛亚能懂吗？
Would you say Isaiah understand?
我没有办法想象他能懂。
I cannot imagine that he would understand.
但是神的灵就是告诉他，你就说这些话。
But God's spirit told him to speak these words.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
当时以赛亚可能不懂的事情，我们今天能懂。
The matter that Isaiah may not have understand at that time, that now today we can understand.
当然我们感谢神。
Truly we thank God.
我们能懂，一面是因为神把圣灵赐给我们。
We can understand on one hand is because God has given us the Holy Spirit.
因为我们可以懂得神所做的事。
So that we could understand what God's working on.
另一方面，神也在以后说了许多的话，把这个事情更澄清了一下。
And also God has spoken many words after this so that he could explain these words.
那所以我们今天能懂。
So today we could understand.
但是当时以赛亚 来说，他就似懂非懂。
But at that time of Isaiah, he would understand some, but not
completely. 但是你不会他是在一个什么样懂的光景。
But no matter how much he could understand.
他确实在这里发表了一些非常惊人的事。
That he has expressed something that's very amazing.
有一个孩子赐给我，为我们而生。
That for to us a child is born.
这个孩子就是神的。是那个时候也许他还不知道什么叫做神的儿子和什么是父神，但是起码他已经了解到一件事情，也许是神要成为人了。
At that time he may not have understood things about Son of God or the Father God.
但是怎么成为人呢？
But he might have understood that
按照他在第七章里面所说的，比有童女怀孕生子，是不是和那一件事情有关系呢？
He might understand that there's a son of God becoming man.
那我想以赛亚就没有把握了。
And I think that Isaiah may not have the assurance.
但是感谢神，我们今天能看得清楚。
But we thank God today we can see very clearly.
神就是先是宣告比有童女怀孕生子，然后就说到有一子为我们。
God first proclaimed that's going to be a virgin, to be with child, and then he said to us, the child is born. And to us, the son is given.
哎呀，我们看到这个，神说这个话。
When we see God's words,
有一个儿子赐给我们。
To us, the son is given.
是指着一个儿子呢，还是指着这个儿子的身份是什么样呢？
Is it talking about a son or the position or the status of the son?
以赛亚当时也没未必能领会这个。
Isaiah at that time may not have understood.
但是我们现在，我们却是有条件来肯定一件事。
But today we have the conditions to affirm one matter.
这个一子，一个儿子。是明明指着一个很特别人的身份。
This son, this one son, is talking about a very special status of someone.
哪一个人呢？
And who is this person?
父怀里的独生子。
It's the begotten son in God's bosom.
就是那一个儿子。
Which is that one son.
但是在救恩没有把神的众子都带到神面前去的时候，
And before the salvation has brought many sons before God,
在神的眼中只有一个儿子。
In God's eyes, there's only one son.
而现在神在那里宣告的一个应许的保证的时候，他说有一个儿子赐给我们。
Now God's here to proclaim the guarantee of this promise. He said that there's a son that's given to us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为当我们读到这些话的时候，
Because when we read these words,
你会发觉在旧约的时候神做了好多的事，那些事情在当时来说那个意义并不太明确。
You see that in the Old Testament time, God has done many, many things, but at that time those meanings were not very clear.
但是到了这一个时候的时候，
But up until this time,
那些旧约里面神所做的事情就有点眉目了。
And all the things that's done in the Old Testament time, now we have some clues.
比方说，神向亚伯拉罕献以撒。
For example, the offering of Isaac of Abraham.
弟兄姊妹，在那个时候，神向亚伯拉罕做那一件事情，什么意义啊？
And brothers, at that time, what was the meaning of God to let Abraham done such a thing?
我们顶多就是抓着说，神要试验亚伯拉罕。
At the very most, we could say that God was there to test Abraham.
但是神为什么要试验他呢？
But why would God test Abraham?
神试验他要带出的那个目的是什么呢？
And what is the purpose of this test?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们要问下去，
And verses, if we will continue to
ask, 你们一定问出来的。
You may not be able to find an answer.
神试验亚伯拉罕，那个目的不是要看亚伯拉罕有没有信心。
God tested Abraham. The purpose was not to see if he has faith.
而神用着这一个试验，要带出亚伯拉罕的那一个资格。
God uses tests to bring out the qualifications of Abraham.
什么资格呢？
What is his qualification?
他的后裔里头有一个人出来要叫万国得福。
Which is among his descendants, as one that would come out that many nations would be blessed through him.
是弟兄姊妹们，你就注意到亚伯拉罕接受试验的时候，那一个幕后的那个结果是什么呢？是一个羊羔来代替以撒。
So brothers and sisters, we take note of the end of Abraham's test, which is a lamb that is to take the place of Isaac.
那个羊羔是一个表明。
This lamb is a type.
表明神的羔羊。
Which is the type of the Lamb of God.
这一位神的羔羊来代替了亚伯拉罕的独生子。
This Lamb of God was there to take the place of the only son of Abraham.
也就是说，这一个羔羊所显明的，也就是神怀里的独生子。
And this Lamb also manifested the only begotten son in God's bosom.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们留意到神在这里说到这些话的时候，
So brothers, this is when we take note of these words spoken by God here.
他不仅是在那里给犹大一个保证，
Not only are they there to give the guarantee or assurance
to Judah, 他也是在那里宣告他要做一个什么事情，来一面是让犹大得保证，另外一面是带进神那永远的旨意 往前进入一个新的阶段。
On one hand is to give assurance to Judah. On the other hand is to say that God's eternal will be coming to a new age.
因为现在神就很清楚地给我们看到这一个独生这一个婴孩或是说这一个孩子。
And here God told us very clearly, this child,
政权要担在他的肩头上。
The government will be on his shoulders.
那是他是王了。
Which is to say he is a king.
谁的王？
And
哪个国家的王？
Whose king is he? Which country does this king belong to?
但是犹大人来说，他也许是会想到，这是我们犹大的王。
For Judah, they might think he is the king of Judah.
但是我们今天在有新约的印证的时候，我们知道神在这里说的话是说的好大好大的一件事。
And today, because we have the New Testament, that we know this is a great matter that God is mentioning.
我盼望今天晚上我能带到那个结论给弟兄姊妹们看。
I hope tonight I will be able to go into the conclusion for brothers and sisters.
因为我们盼望能把十一章看完。
I hope that we can finish chapter 11.
那你就看见了这一个神的宣告或者说神这个预告是从第七章开始一直到第十一章是一个完整的事实。
So we can see that this proclamation of God, or this proclamation of God is starting from chapter 7, is a very complete fact.
也就是说神给犹大当时的一个字句上的保证乃是一个完整的事实来做保证。
So that we can see this guarantee in words is a very complete guarantee.
那个完整的事实是什么呢？
And which is this complete fact?
神的儿子要到地上来。
It's the son of God will come to this world.
他要显明神的权柄。
That he would manifest God's authority.
他要显明他的所是。
He will manifest who he is.
他要显明神的旨意在地上的成全。
And he will manifest the fulfillment of God's will on earth.
这一个成全是他坐上大卫的宝座。
And this manifestation is that he would be seated on David's throne.
来建立一个公平公义的又稳定的国。
And he will establish a kingdom that is firm with justice and righteousness.
从那个时候开始一直到永远。
From that time on until eternity.
那弟兄姊妹你看到了。
Verses you can see here.
神在这简单的这几句话的里面把神整个的那个永远的旨意里的那个计划的当中非常重要的两个阶段摆出来了。
That within these very simple words that God has manifested his plans in this eternal will and the two stages.
如果我们今天站在新约的立场上面来看这个话，很明显我们就看见在这里神一面是指出神的教会在地上的建立，一面是指着国度要在地上显明。
And today when we stand in the New Testament time, we can see very clearly God is pointing at his church and his kingdom manifested on earth.
那教会的显出来乃是为着那一个国的开路。
The manifestation of the church is to pave the way for the kingdom.
而这一个国是接上大卫的宝座的。
And this kingdom is connected to the throne of David.
如果站在当时的犹太人来看呢、如果我们大卫的宝座能存下去的话，那我们是安全的。
And for the people of Judah at that time, they think that if the throne of David can continue, then they would be guaranteed to be safe.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神说到这一个点的时候，并没有叫他们只是看见犹大。
When God spoke of this point, he did not just let them look at Judah.
神要让他们领会到神做这个事情的时候乃是直到永远。
God wants them to understand when God does these things that it is to, until eternity.
一提到永远的时候，弟兄姊妹你晓得那是神的旨意的完成。
When we mention eternity, brothers and sisters, you know that it has to do with the fulfillment of God's will.
当然犹大不可能认识神的永远的旨意。
Of course, Judah could not understand God's will.
但是他们能从神永远的这个观念的里边看到他们的安全。
But from the concept of eternity, they can see how they are safe.
那我们要回到当时犹大的环境。
And let's go back to the time of Judah.
如果从眼见的环境的里边，这些事情永远不可能会发生的。
If we look at it from a visible point of view, these things could never happen.
因为犹大一直到现在，甚至接下去西西家做王的时候，他仍然可以说是在那一带地方是一个受压迫的国家。
Because Judah, even to today, and also during the time of Hezekiah, it has been a nation that was oppressed.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神说。
God said.
万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
弟兄姊妹们，你看，不是在眼见的那个结果是如何。
And brothers, you can see that does not depend on the result of what's visible.
而是因着是神的热心来保证这样的一件事情。
But it depends on God's zeal to guarantee this matter.
是超越过人的眼见。
It surpasses what's visible for men.
也超越过人的所能。
And it surpasses what men can do.
因为这个事情不是人要做。
Because this is not a matter that's done by men.
这个事情是神要做。
And this is a matter that God wished to do.
不单是神要做的。
Not only does God want to do it.
并且是神非常热心去要成全他的。
But God is zealous in accomplishing this.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那当我们能很有把握的抓牢神在这里给犹大的一个保证。
When we have the assurance to grab hold of this guarantee that God gave Judah.
我们就看见了这个不单是给犹大的保证。
Then we can see this is not only a guarantee given to Judah.
这个乃是向所有的人来显明神那永远的目的。
This is also a manifestation of God's will to everybody.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
好了，弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
Now, brothers, take note.
当神宣告了这样一个荣耀的事实的时候，
After God proclaimed this glorious fact,
神就同时也宣告，他怎么把犹大带进这样的一个应许里。
Also, at the same time, he proclaimed how he would bring Judah into this promise.
我们看到这一段话很不简单。
And we can see these words are not simple words.
这一段话你说是犹大在神面前的一个经历。
And these words you can describe as the experience of Judah before God.
经历神的手在他们身上做工。
They experienced the hand of God working among them.
你倒不如说神要借着神在犹大身上做工的那个经历来指出神的旨意成就的时候他在属他的人身上做工的那一个原则。
But you can say that it's through the experience of Judah that God was there to manifest the principle of how he works on his people.
那我先提一提神怎么做工。
First, let me mention how God will work.
神对这样的一个犹大来说话。
That God was speaking to a Judah.
如果我们光看神那些安慰的话，那犹大是应该是很喜乐，很喜乐。
If we only looking at the words of comfort to Judah, that Judah should be very joyous.
但弟兄姊妹，你看下去，神让犹大得着喜乐以前，神做了一些非常严肃的事。
But if you continue to read on, you can see before God led Judah to be joyous that God has done something very solemn.
那这个是神在属他的人身上做工的一个方法或者说一个过程。
And this is a method or a process that God would work on those who belong to him.
那弟兄姊妹你留意了。
Brothers, sisters, take note.
从第九章的第十节那里 第八节那里开始。
Starting from chapter 9 verse 8.
主就借着以赛亚说了那么一句话。
That God through Isaiah spoke these words.
第八节说主使一言乐于雅各家乐于以色列家。
Verse 8, the Lord has sent a message against Jacob. It will fall on Israel.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Francis, take note.
神要把一个信息送出来。
That God was going to send a message.
什么信息呢？
What kind of message was it?
是给雅各家的信息。
It's a message for Jacob.
也是给以色列家的信息。
It's also a message for Israel.
那这个信息是什么呢？
And what is this message?
神管教他们,
that God would discipline them.
神对付他们,
that God was to deal with them.
神追讨他们的责任,
and to pursue after them.
哎呦, 弟兄姊妹们, 一提到神的追讨, 这个事情可严肃了。
And verses, whenever we mention about God's pursuit, it's very solemn.
当然, 神向人追讨的时候, 那个结果一定是很严肃的。
And of course, when God pursues after man, the consequences are very
severe. 但是我们不能不留意。
But we have to pay attention to this.
神为什么会追讨人?
Why would God pursue after man?
在什么样的光景的底下, 神才追讨人?
Under what conditions would God pursue after man?
哦, 这是我们从这里能很清楚地看到的。
And from here, we can see it very clearly.
那很简单地来说,
to put it simply,
我们撇开当时历史上的那些事情, 我们过去已经提过了。
And we'll put aside the history that we mentioned before.
当时的历史就是, 当以色列和亚兰来攻打犹大的时候,
the history was that when Aram and Israel tried to attack Judah,
在犹大这一方面是一个受害者,
for Judah, he is a victim.
但是在以色列的那一方面呢, 他同时也是一个受害者,
but for Israel, she's also a victim.
犹大受害是因为他们从眼见的来说, 他们给欺压,
Judah was victimized because from what's visible, they are oppressed.
在以色列那一边来说, 他是欺压人的, 那他怎么也会成为一个受害者呢?
But for Israel, she is the one who oppressed. Why would she be victim also?
我们从这个信息里头, 我们就看到一些端倪出来了。
But within this message, we can find some clues here.
那我们先来看以色列那一边。
Let's first look at Israel.
有几个字，有一句话。 在这里接连出了好几次的，我们先来留意这一个。
There are some words that appear repeatedly here. Let's take note of them.
头一处在十二节的末了。
The first place is at the end of verse 12.
他的手仍伸不缩。
His hand is still upraised.
第二处在十五节的末了。
The second place is at the end of verse 15.
他的手仍伸不缩。
His hand is still upraised.
第三处嘛是在第九章最末了的那一个。
And the third place is at the very end of chapter 9.
他的手仍伸不缩。
His hand is still upraised.
然后第十章的第四节最末了的那句。
And then chapter 10 verse 4, the end.
他的手仍伸不缩。
His hand is still upraised.
那为什么他的手仍伸不缩呢?
And why is that, that his hand is
still upraised? 你从大文就看见了。
And from what
神非常严厉地追讨他们。
God was pursuing them very solemnly.
虽然很严厉地追讨他们。
Even though it's very severe pursuit.
那些追讨过去了以后, 神的手还没收回来。
After the pursuit that his hand is still upraised.
那也就是说, 神还继续在那里追讨。
Which is to say God is continuing to pursue.
那弟兄姊妹你就看到了, 这的确是非常严肃的事情。
And verses, as you can see, indeed it's a very solemn matter.
那所以我们不能不注意。
So we have to pay attention.
神为什么追讨他们?
That why would God pursue after them?
是在什么样的光景的底下, 神追讨他们到这样的一个地步?
Under what conditions would God pursue them to such a degree?
那接下去的这个部分, 都是说到当时以色列的光景。
And what follows was to describe the condition of Israel.
笼统的来说,
to put it in general,
以法莲或是说以色列,
for Israel,
他们那一个时候是活在一种光景里,
they were living under a condition,
他们觉得自己了不起,
they felt that they are very great,
有神, 没神, 没有什么大不了,
whether they had God or not, it was not a big deal,
神管我们, 也没有增加我们什么。
Whether God cared for them, it did not increase anything for them.
神不理会我们，我们也没有多少的损失。
And if God did not care about us, we would not have any loss.
神不做，我们自己可以做。
If God does not work, we could do it ourselves.
因为你读到这字句，你就晓得。
And Francis, when you read the words, you will understand.
啊，他们怎么说呢？
What did they say?
第十节。
Verse 10。
先说神指出他们的光景，他说神要让他们知道他们凭骄傲自大的心说。
Let's first look at how God described the condition. It says that all the people will know it who say with pride and arrogance of heart.
他们怎么骄傲自大呢？
How are they prideful and arrogant?
砖墙塌了，我们却要凿石头建筑。
The bricks have fallen down, but we will rebuild with dressed stone.
桑树砍了，我们却又换桑柏树。
The fig trees have been felled, but we will replace them with cedars.
你从这两句话，你就看到他们当时那个心高气傲到一个什么的光景。
And from these words, we can see how arrogant they were.
神你不祝福我们，我们不在乎，我们有能力，我们有把握，我们可以填满，你不理会我们的。
God, if you don't bless us, we don't care because we are so abundant, we are so proud, and we are so able that we can do what you don't do for them.
并且补上去的比你从前给我们的还要好。
What we replace, it's better than what you have given us before.
弟兄姊妹，你从这些话你看到，当时的以色列在神面前那个怎么也动神的怒气。
And from these words, brothers and sisters, you can see how Israel has incited God's wrath at that time.
就因着他们是这样的根本的站在与神无情的敌对的那个心思里。
And because they are standing on the ground that is completely opposite to God.
神说好，我就让你们尝尝我追讨的那个味道。
And God would say that fine, you can taste up my pursuit upon you.
所以上面就说到神激动以色列的仇敌来对付他们。
So then it went on to say how God has spurred the enemies to go after them.
他们来对付的时候要把他们都吞吃掉。
And then when they come, they will devour them.
神就说了，
And God said,
虽然是这样，
Yet for all this,
耶和华的怒气还没转消，
His anger is not turned away.
他的手仍伸不缩，是这样的一个光景底下表达出来。
And his hand is still upraised, and these words are expressed under such condition.
那好了，那这个是一般的情形。
So this is the condition in general.
底下就说到几个具体的情形。
What continue on are some concrete examples.
底上的几个具体的情形是对着以色列的不同阶层的人的那个光景来说的。
And the different circumstances, we're talking about different people among the Israelites.
神在那里说，神虽然给他们击打，但是他们不肯悔改，转回归向神。
God said that the people have not returned to him who struck them.
那么因此神就伸出手，他的手仍伸不缩嘛，那他的手继续再伸出来。
So when God said that his hand is still upraised, that he continued to stretch out his hand.
伸出来做什么呢？
And what does he stretch out his hand for?
我要除掉他们的头与尾。
God said that he will cut off both head and tail.
中枝与芦苇。
Both palm branch and reed.
弟兄姊妹们，如果神不解说，我们是不懂的，什么叫做头和尾，什么叫做中枝和芦苇。
If God did not explain, we would not understand what it meant by head and tail and palm branch and reed.
原来神就指出他们整个以色列从上到下。
And God pointed out that the whole Israel from the higher up to the very lowly
都是这样子在神的面前来与神做正面的顶撞。
And altogether they are there to oppose God.
什么是头呢？
And who is the head?
15节。
In verse 15,
长老和尊贵人就是头。
The elders and the prominent men are the head.
以谎言教导叫人的先知就是尾。
And the prophets who teach lies are the tail.
弟兄姊妹，你看到了？
Francis, you see here.
长老和尊贵人，你可以看看他们是当时行政系统里边的那些主持人。
And you can see, you can say the elders and the prominent men, they are the leaders of the administration system.
他们是头。
They are the head.
因为他们是带头。
Because they are the leader.
那谁是尾呢？
And who are the tail?
以谎言来教导人的那些先知，那就是尾。
It's those prophets who teach us lies.
他们不能起什么大的作用。
They cannot have many great functions.
行政上的作用。
In terms of administration.
但是他们确实能制造一种气氛，或者是一种的那个言论。
But they could create an atmosphere.
去巩固神的百姓站在神的对立面。
So that they can place God's people to stand in the position that's opposing God.
那什么是芦苇和棕枝呢？
So what is the palm branch and reed?
下面你就看到的是说到一般的老百姓。
What follows on, you can see, is talking about the people.
少年人也好，寡妇也好，那么都是就是一般的老百姓。
It's all, whether it's the young man or the widows, they are the common people.
为什么要剪除他们这些呢？
And why would we want
to cut off these people? 如果这样一剪除，整个以色列不是都没了吗？
If you cut off these people, isn't the whole Israel be gone?
弟兄姊妹，从上文你可以看到，几乎整个以色列在那里都是站在神的对立面。
Verses from the text you can see is almost the entire Israel is standing opposing God.
不单是带头的人在那里说亵渎神的话，拒绝神的话。
Because it's not only those who are leading, speaking blasphemy against God.
所有的人口里都是说这些愚昧的话。
That all the people in their mouths they speak of words of folly.
而他们说这些愚昧欲望的话，虽然他们是受别人的影响，但是他们却忘记了神要他们持守的。
Because even though they speak violence, it's because of they are affected by other people, but they have forgotten what God wants them to hold fast.
那所以就落到神的击打里头。
So they're under God's discipline.
但是神的话没有停在这里。
But God's words did not stop there.
神的话还是说，虽然如此，神的怒气仍未转消，他的手仍伸不缩。
God's words continue to say, yet for all this, his anger is not turned away, his hand is still upraised.
那然后呢？你又看到了。
And then you also see.
十八节底下就说到了，又一种光景出来了。
From verse 18 on, that's another condition.
那一种光景是什么？
And what is this condition?
那一种光景，我们可以这样看了。
Then we can look at this condition this way.
他们因着站在神的对立面。
Because they are standing opposing God.
因此很自然就发生一种的结果。
And very naturally, it will bring forth a consequence.
那个结果就是人很重视自己的，或者说个人的，或者说所属的团体的。
What it brings forth is that man will place much emphasis on what he is, what he has, or the organizations that he belongs to.
那是好处和利益。
Which is its, the benefits.
那结果就引出一个什么现象来呢？
And then what consequence would it bring forth?
这里特别提以法莲跟马拿西这两个支派彼此互相相残。
Here it makes special mention about Manasseh and Ephraim that they would attack each other.
你就看到了完全没有亲情了。
You can see that they have no more love between them.
他们从跟别一个支派，他们还可以有理由说生说一点。
If you were talking about another tribe, you would say it's reasonable for them to be distant.
但是他们这两个就是约瑟的儿子嘛。
But these two, they are the sons of Joseph.
而就是在以色列站在那个长子的名分的接受长子的祝福的那些支派嘛。
And they are the tribes that receive the blessing of the firstborn.
但是为什么他们彼此相残？
But why would they be against each other?
当然也是神追讨的结果所引发的。
And of course it's led by the consequence of God's
pursuit. 因为弟兄姊妹你看到了，因为在神那个追讨就是仇敌人来攻打的时候，那当然是亚述那个时候对付他们，他们没粮食了，没什么物质的生活的资料都很缺乏了。
Because under God's pursuit, there would be an outsider, Aram, to attack them. They would have no food and no supplies.
啊，他们为了自己的生存，连亲兄弟都不管了。
In order for themselves to be alive, they would not be caring for their own brothers.
啊，彼此在那里攻击。
And they would attack each other.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那如果真的落到这样的光景的里头，你也晓得那一个追讨是非常的严厉的了。
If they fall into such condition, you can see that this pursuit is very severe.
但是神说他的手仍然还没有收回来。
But God said that his hand is still upraised.
那然后第十章了。
And then we go to chapter 10.
那是说到什么一批人呢？
And which group of people is it mentioning here?
说到那是做官长的了。
It's talking about those officials.
做领袖的
了。Those leaders.
在那里有点那个。真正的有权柄，有行政的权柄的。
And those who have authority.
他们在这种情形的底下。
Under this condition.
他们继续用着他们所有的那一点行政的权柄去欺压其他的人。
They use the authority to oppress people.
所以神说这一批人一定在敌人的手上给除掉。
So that God said that these people would be cut off under the enemies.
但神说虽然是这样。
But God said that.
神的怒气还没有转消。
Yet for all this, his anger is not turned away.
他的手仍然不受。
And his hand is still upraised.
那弟兄姊妹们向神宣告了他的追讨。
And verse says, now God has proclaimed his pursuit.
那然后神就说了。神怎么来追讨他们呢？
And,
那这是回到历史那个面了。
And then God would tell them how he would pursue after them and it would go back to history.
神说我就允许亚述来入侵，就把你们这些人全都来对付掉。
And God said that he would allow Assyria to attack and to deal with all these people.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们到这里可以做一个小结了。
For here, we can have a small conclusion.
那为什么神的百姓在什么样的光景的底下给神追讨到这样严厉的地步呢？
Under what circumstance would God's people be pursued by God?
我们从里头所提到的事情，我们知道那个原因。
From the matters that's mentioned here, we can come up with this reason.
但是我们有困扰的乃是。
But then what puzzles us is that
神为什么追讨的那么厉害？
Why would God pursue to such a severe degree?
神上了那么重的手，神还说我的怒气还没转消，我的手仍然不缩。
Even though God has been so severe, he continued to say that his anger is not turned away and his hand is still upraised.
弟兄姊妹，这样我们要回到历史层面那边去来留意的时候。
So now, brothers, we have to go back to history.
我们不能不指出一个事实。
That we have to point out the fact.
如果我们回到历代志也好，生命记这个列王记也好。
If we go back to the Chronicles of the Kings.
你看到神对以色列的容忍，已经容忍了一百几十年。
We can see that God's forbearance toward Israel has been over 100 years.
说清楚还不止，是超越过一百年。
To put it more clearly, it has been over 100 years.
神一直给他们悔改的机会。
God continued to give them opportunities.
神一直差遣先知来对他们说话，要调转他们的脚步。
And that he continued to send prophets to speak to them to turn them back.
但是他们不肯悔改。
But they would not repent.
但是不肯悔改，根本就不要听神的话。
Not only would they not repent, they would not even care to listen to God's words.
不听神的话，固然是也动神的怒气。
Because they did not listen to God's words, they would incite God's wrath.
更严重的乃是，他们偏偏要与神的话相对的那个方向，拼命的把自己钻进去。
More seriously, that they would go to the opposite way of God's words, and they would go deeper and deeper.
是一直把神逼到神能容忍他们的底线去了。
So they forced God to the very bottom line of how he could forbear them.
用近代的话来说，他们踩过了神的红线了。
To put it in contemporary words, they have go beyond, they crossed the line.
弟兄姊妹们，因此神就伸手来管教他。
So brothers and sisters, God stretched out his hand to discipline them.
神就把长久忍耐的那一些事情都全都倾倒出来在他们身上做追讨。
And God has poured out all those things he has forbear them with and to discipline them.
但是有件事是很有意思。
But that's one matter that's very meaningful.
但是这样追讨他们的时候。
When God is pursuing after them.
那眼见那个光景是非常非常的可怜。
The outward circumstance is very pitiful.
那如果神不说出来。
If God did not explain it.
那没有人知道的。
And nobody would understand.
都把这个账算到神的那边去的。
And they would settle this account on God.
神太厉害了。
And they would say God is so severe.
怎么可以这样下得那么重的手呢？
How could he lay such a heavy hand on them?
我们都会这样。
And we would all be the same.
但是神看到那个事情。
But God saw this.
说神在这里又说了一些话。
So God spoke some other words in here.
是什么话呢？
And what are these words?
是神维持他的公正。
Is to God was there to maintain his justice.
神要管教他的百姓，一点都没错。
There's nothing wrong about God disciplining his people.
因为神的百姓在神面前顽梗。
Because God's people was stubborn before him, rebelled, and would not repent.
那我们一再的提了，神是根据生命记与他的百姓立约所显明的那个义务来执行管教的。
That God was speaking in terms of the covenant established in Deuteronomy, and that his people need to carry out those duties.
但是我们常常看外面的时候，我们就说，神管教你有理，但是怎么不手上留点情？
But if we're only looking at our circumstance, we would say that God, it's reasonable for you to discipline, but you should be a little bit more lenient.
说实在话，如果神不在那里说出那个事情的真相，我们都是这样说，神啊，你下手下得太重了。
And as a matter of fact, if God did not explain the facts, that we would all say that God, your hand is too heavy.
但神在这里说出一个事实来。
But God spoke of this fact here.
他说我追讨我的百姓。
He said that I'm pursuing after my people.
我手中的那个工具就是亚述人。
That the tool in my hand is Assyria.
我就是用着亚述人来对付他们的愚昧。
I'm using the Assyrians to deal with the foolishness.
但是亚述人又过了我的界限。
But the Assyrian also has crossed the line.
我只是要他们去管教管教我的百姓。
I only wanted them to discipline my people.
但是他们仅起意要消灭我的百姓。
But they purposed to destroy.
所以他们又做了好多好多的事情是我没有让他们做的。
So they have done many things that I did not tell them to do.
并且他们做了这些事情的以后。
And after they did all these things.
他们觉得并没有什么别的帮助让我们这样成功。
And they felt that they did not have any other help to help them succeed.
全是我们亚述人所带出来的那个可以夸耀的那个结果。
And all these results are done by us Assyrians.
弟兄姊妹，我们读列王记的时候。
And this is when we read the book of Kings.
我们不是读到一段西西家跟亚述王当中的事情吗？
And we have read a passage about the encounter of Hezekiah and Assyrians.
当亚述的军队围困耶路撒冷的时候。
When the troop of the Assyrians, they were surrounding Jerusalem.
这个事情就发生在现在第十章的事情以后，的那个时间以后。
And this would happen after what's after the time that is described in chapter 10.
哎，你记得当时亚述王的那个将军在那里怎么对犹大人说话
？And do you remember what the generals, what he spoke to the people of Judah?
他们说有哪？你看哪一个国家的神能跟我们亚述来相比上比呢
？And he would say, what, who's, which god of which nation can compare to the god of us?
这个国家的神有救他们脱离亚述王的手吗
？All the gods of these countries, can they save them from the hand of Assyrian?
他们的神不能救他们脱离亚述王的手，你们的耶和华神也一样不能救你们脱离。亚述王的手
They could not save those people from the hand of the king of Syria, so that your God cannot save you from the king of Assyria either.
他甚至夸口在那里说：“我们来打一个赌。”
And he also boasted and said that, "Let's have a bet."
打什么赌？
And what's the bet?
他说：“我就给你多少多少匹马。”
And he said that I will give you a certain amount of horses.
看看你们有没有足够的人。来骑这些马。
Let's see if you have enough people to ride on these horses.
如果你们是这个样子，你怎么敢来跟我们亚述人来对抗
？If you are in such a condition, how could you oppose us, the Assyrians?
弟兄姊妹，当我们还记得亚述在犹大的那个夸耀的时候
，If we still remember the prideful words of Assyrians,
那弟兄姊妹留意了
，Brothers and sisters,
第十章的十二节。
In chapter 10, verse 12,
他主在锡安山和耶路撒冷成就他一切工作的时候，主说：“我必罚亚述王至大的心和他高傲眼目的荣耀。”
When the Lord has finished all his work against Mount Zion and Jerusalem, he will say, "I will punish the king of Assyria for the willful pride of his heart and the haughty look in his eyes."
因为他说：“我所成就的事是靠我手的能力和我的智慧，我本有聪明。”我挪移列国的地界，抢夺他们所积蓄的财宝，并且我向勇士使宝做宝座的降为卑。我的手够到列国的财宝，好像人够到鸟窝。我也得了全地，好像人拾起所弃的缺蛋，没有动翅膀的，没有张口的，也没有鸣叫的。
And we just read verse 13 and 14.
比如说从这段话你看到，当时亚述那种嚣张。
And from these words, we can see how proud Assyria was at that time.
但是弟兄姊妹，你注意，神没有因为说是我要使用你亚述，所以你过分一点，我也就容让你。
And God did not say that it's because I am using Assyria, so Assyria can do whatever she wants.
神没有。
God did not say that.
神说我使用你是一个问题。
As one matter that I'm using you.
但是你过了我的界限是另外一个问题。
But it's another matter that you cross the line.
你给我使用这个我会纪念。
You are used by me, then I will remember this.
但是你过了我的界限我也一样要追讨。
But the fact that you cross the line that I will pursue after you.
因为在我使用你的时候你过了我的界限你把我代表错了。
Because when I use you, but you cross the line, then you are misrepresenting me.
你让人看到神是这样的一位神。
That you let men see that God is such a God.
你把你的恶行都放到我的身上来，这一个是我是不允许的。
That you place your wickedness upon me, that I could not allow this.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你看到神在这里说出。一些事情里头的真相。
So, for instance, you can see God is bringing out the fact among some matters.
那许许多多的时候，人的愚昧，别人就把它都算到神的身上，算账算到神的身上去。
And many times the people would settle the account of man's foolishness upon God's head.
但是神却没有接受这个事实。
But God did not accept this fact.
神用实际的。那个情形来显明神不允许邪恶。
That God used the true conditions to show that he does not allow wickedness.
所以在神使用亚述的时候也就宣告亚述的败亡了。
So at the same time, when God was using Assyria, He's also there to proclaim Assyria's fall.
我们读历代志的时候就看清楚了，那一次他攻打犹大的时候，也就是亚述灭亡的时候了。
And in the book of Chronicles, we can see at the time when they attacked Judah, it's the time that Assyria would fall.
紧接着神就兴起巴比伦来，把亚述除掉了。
Because right away, God would raise up Babylon to take the place of Assyria.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那说到这许多的事情的时候，
When he mentions all these things,
弟兄姊妹你留意，一面是神的追讨，
on one hand is God's pursuit,
一面是人过了神的界限而加害在神的百姓的身上。
On the other hand is man crossing God's line,
我们先撇开这一个，
and to harm God's people.
我们现在留意神为什么一面是纪念他的百姓，同时在纪念以前神要对付他的百姓。
And now we need to take note of how God would remember his people, but before he remembers them, he would discipline them.
弟兄姊妹，这就和神的那一个性情有直接的关系。
And it has a direct relationship with God's nature.
我们常常会有一些的错觉。
And very often we will have this misconception.
如果我们活在旧约的日子，我们就很容易偏向神的公义。
If we were to live in the Old Testament time, we would more be inclined to God's righteousness.
如果我们活在新约的里头，我们又常常很自然的会偏在神的慈爱和怜悯。
And if we are living in the New Testament time, we will be more inclined to God's mercy.
一点都不错，我们的神是圣洁公义的主。
And it's correct that our God is a holy God.
而我们的神也实在是一个慈爱怜悯的神。
And he also is a loving, merciful God.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们的神不是只有单方面的那一个性情。
But brothers and sisters, our God does not only have one facet of nature.
他是一个完整的性情。
It's a complete nature.
他是有公义的圣洁的一面，同时也是有慈爱怜悯的一面。
On one hand, he is just and righteous and holy. On the other hand, he is merciful and loving.
这两样在人身上来说可能是矛盾的。
And these two sides on man's in man, it could be contradictory.
可能是互相冲突的。
That they would be opposing each other.
但是这两样在神的身上是完全调和的。
But these two are in harmony in God.
但是我们常常因着我们自己的缺陷，也把神算在这样的光景里。
But because of our shortcoming, we would see God in such condition.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神是给我们看见。
God lets us see.
他不错，是蛮有怜悯和同情。
It's correct that he is full of love and mercy.
但是这个怜悯和同情并不允许神的圣洁公义受损伤。
But this mercy and this loving nature of God does not harm the fact that He is righteous, He is just.
同样翻过来。
And also to put it on another way.
神是圣洁和公义。
God is holy and justice.
但是神这个圣洁和公义也绝不允许他的怜悯和同情受一点的阻挡。
That his justice and his holiness would not hinder his mercy and his love.
在人界是不能的。
In man is impossible.
但是对神来说，这个不是难处。
But for God, it's not difficult.
神是维持着他是那样完整完全的一位神。
And God maintains that he is a complete, a perfect God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们怎么去领会这一个呢？
And brothers and sisters, how can we understand this?
你不必去遵循很深的那个哲理的解说。
And you don't have to seek very deep philosophical understanding.
你只看看我们的主给挂在十字架上，你就看到了。
You only need to see our Lord being crucified on the cross, and you
can understand. 你说我们的主给挂在十字架上是神的公义的追讨呢？
You said that the Lord is crucified on the cross is the pursuit of God's righteousness.
还是神的怜悯呢？
Is it God's mercy?
如果你要看现象，你说哪里看到有怜悯在哪里？
And if you want to look at the fact, you say, where is mercy?
如果你转移一个角度说，哎呦，神 为了挽回我们这些人，就把我们所该受的放在他儿子的身上。
And on the other hand, of looking at another angle, you said God, in order to atone us, He will place His Son in such a position.
这是一个好大的怜悯。
For us, it is such great mercy.
但是当我们蒙怜悯的时候，
But when we receive mercy,
神是那么残忍地对待他自己的儿子，
that God would treat His own Son so cruelly.
那这位神还能算是公义圣洁的吗？
Would you say this God is still righteous and just?
弟兄姊妹，我们常常是偏到一边来看神。
And brothers and sisters, oftentimes we will go on one side to look at God.
弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
当我们真真正正的领会到钉十字架的主，你看见那里是神的公义圣洁，那里也是神的怜悯同情。
And when we truly see the Lord that's crucified on the cross, we can see God's mercy, or God's righteous and His holiness, and also His mercy and love.
在人看来是两个啊相冲突的那种性情，在那里完全调和了。
In man's eyes, there are two natures that are completely contradictory, but there is in complete harmony.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神是为着要叫我们能活在他那个荣耀的性情的里边，所以神不能允许我们有任何一点与他的性情不符合的事物。
God wants us to live in His holy nature, so He would not allow anything that goes against His nature.
所以我们愚昧了，神就管教我们。
So whenever we're foolish, God would discipline us.
我们无知了，神就追讨我们。
When we're ignorant, that God would pursue after us.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
你看到神的追讨或是神的鞭打，目的乃是要把我们挽回神的那个喜悦的里头。
Then when we see God's discipline or His pursuit, the purpose is to bring us back to God.
那就像希伯来书十二章上面所说的那些话。
It's just like it's described in Hebrews chapter 12.
神这样来对待我们，乃是要叫我们在他的圣洁上面有份。
God treats us this way in order that we have a portion in His holiness.
好了，那我们把这个稍微留意过了以后。
So after we have pointed these out.
我们就要注意了。
And then we need to pay attention.
注意什么呢？
And what do we need to pay attention to?
当神的百姓经过了击打，经过了追讨以后，他们又怎么样呢？
And after God's people have experienced punishment and discipline, what would they do?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你留意了第十章的二十节。
Let's take a look of chapter 10, verse 20.
就说到经过了对付的以色列也好，犹大也好，这里都包括进去，他们所剩下的不多了。
And it says here, Judah or Israel, after they are dealt with, they have not had many survivors.
这个话是指着当时的历史，还是指着整个犹大和或者以色列的他们的那个将来的那个结局呢？
Are these words pointing to the history at that time, or are we talking about the result in the future?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
借着当时的历史，神在这里又宣告神怎么来把他的百姓带回一个对的光景，来建立他们，来成就神的旨意。
And through the history, God was there to tell us how He would bring His people back to a correct position to fulfill His will.
这就引出我们常常说到的犹大全家得救的事情，
it,
以色列全家得救的事情。
And it brings forth what we often talked about, how the entire household of Israel will be saved.
因此我们看以色列，因为他们在神面前悖逆，一直到释福音的时间，连神的儿子他们都钉死。
We see that Israel, how they rebelled against God until the point that they would crucify Jesus.
引出来神给他们的那个追讨和管教，是比当时借着亚述人的手来追讨以色列 重得多了。
And it brings forth God's discipline, and his pursuit is much more severe than the discipline pursued through the Assyrians.
但是当这些追讨过去的时候，以色列剩下的真的是没有几个人了。
But after the pursuit is over, the remnant is not that many.
我们读过撒加利亚书，我们应该还很清楚的记得。
And we have read the book of Zechariah, we should still remember this.
当以色列给列国来围攻的时候，到最后在困在耶路撒冷，就快要全部给消灭了。
And after this Israel was surrounded by the enemies, and at the very end, they only had a few left in Jerusalem.
那一个时候，他们才心里面有点转上神，就上神有所仰望。
At that time, they had a little bit of change of heart, and they would turn back and to look to God.
神就差遣他儿子降临了。
And God sent his son.
那对我们来说，那是主再来的第二个阶段了。
And for us, this is the second stage of God's son returning.
头一个阶段是教会被提到空中。
The first one is that the church will be raptured.
那第二个阶段是主带着经过审判的教会一同降到地上来。
And the second stage is that Jesus will bring the church that is been judged and bring
them to the earth. 在这一个时候，就救以色列剩下的人脱离那个完全给毁灭的那个结局。
And which is to save the remnant of Israel from total destruction.
所以就带出以色列全家得救的这样的一件事。
So it brings forth this fact of the entire Israel.
但是那个以色列全家是多少人呢？
But the entire household of Israel,
我们常常有个错觉，以为是从雅各那个开始，一直到主再来的时候，所有以色列人都包括在里头，这个就是以色列全家。
And sometimes we have this misconception, is starting from the time of Jacob to when Jesus returns and the entire Israel.
不是的。
It's not this.
那个所谓剩下的人，那剩下的以色列全家，乃是他们经过了那个许许多多的困难以后所剩下来很少数很少数的人。
And the remnant of Israel is the people who has encountered much worship, which is only a few.
那是很少数的人，他们都悔改转向神。
And these very few people, they have repented and returned to God.
所以是全家得救。
So that the entire household was saved.
那这个事情从哪里先说呢？
And where does this begin?
就在这里。
It's here.
所以说以色列人啊，你的百姓是多了海刀如海沙啊，三十二节，剩下的归回的原来灭绝的，剩下归回的，
In verse,
唯有剩下的归回原来灭绝的是已定了。
In verse 22 it says, O Israel, be like the sand by the sea, only a remnant will return, destruction had been decreed.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在管教的里头，在追击打的里头，神仍然保持着神的纪念和怜悯。
Within his discipline and scourging, God maintained his mercy and love.
同时神也在那里宣告，他要对付那些过分欺压他的百姓的那些人。
And also God was there to proclaim that he would deal with those who oppress his people.To a great extent.
那但在当时的历史是亚述，是巴比伦。
At that time is Assyria and Babylon.
但是在最幕后的那个结局是列国。
But at the very end is the all the nations.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你留意了。
Please take note.
那以色列整个来说，包括犹大在里头，他们经过这许许多多的困扰。
Israel as a whole, including Judah, they have encountered much hardship and disturbances.
他们还有路吗？
Would they still have a way?
我常常提这个问题。
I always have this question.
不但是为他们当时来提，也为了现在的教会也都提这个问题。
It's not only according to them at that time, it's also pointing to the church nowadays.
眼见的环境是那样的恶劣。那属神的人还有路吗？还有前途吗？
The visible condition is so bad. Would those belong to God still have the way?
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当你一踏到十一章。
When you go to chapter 11,
你立刻看见那个转机。
Right away, you see there's a change.
那个转机在哪里呢？
Where's this change?
仍然是回到那个有回到必有童女怀孕生子，必有一孩子为我们而生。仍然回到那一件事。
It still goes back to the matter of a virgin with child and also a son given to us.
所以弟兄姊妹，你注意十一章是说什么呢？
Brothers, take note of chapter 11. What does it say?
里面看见神的百姓没有路了，没有前途了。
When men see that visibly, there's no way for people, for God's people.
神的话在那里说，从耶西的本必发一条。
God's word says that a shoot would come out from the stump of Jesse.
从他根生的枝子必结果实。
From his roots a branch will bear fruit.
耶和华的灵必住在他身上。
The spirit of the Lord will rest on him.
就使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。他必以敬畏耶和华为乐，行审判不凭眼见，断是非也不凭耳闻，却要以公义审判贫穷人，以正直判断世上的谦卑人，以口中的杖击打世界，以嘴里的气杀戮恶人。公义必藏在他的腰带，信实必当他骨下歇下的带子。
We just read from verse 2 to 5.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这一段话。
But sisters, you see all these words.
从耶西的本必发一支，不是说大卫。
A shoot coming from the stump of Jesse is not talking about David.
说谁呢？
What is it talking about?
以上你就看到那些描写。
From the context below, you see the description.
是说到神的儿子成为人，也就是我们的主耶稣基督。
It's talking about the Son of God becoming a man, which is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他来的时候，他要照这里所说的来显明他的所事。
When he comes, according to these words, he would manifest who he is and what he does.
他要接上大卫的那个宝座来显明神的政权。
He would connect to the throne of David to manifest God's government.
就接上第九章的里面，他必坐在大卫的宝座上的这一个点。
It connects to the point that's mentioned in chapter 9 about he will reign on David's throne.
那犹大还有前途吗？
So would there still be a future for Judah?
以色列还有前途吗？
Is a future for Israel?
我他们经过那么历史长久的那一些熬炼，剩下的没有几个了，他们还有前途吗？
And after their experiences throughout history, there's not many left. Would they still have a future?
感谢神。
We thank God.
神一直给我们看见，有没有前途，不在乎人多或是人少。
God continues to let us see whether you have a future does not depend on that whether you have many or few.
不在乎他们有多少的才干和能力来维持他们的生存。
And does not depend on the ability or the might to maintain the life.
是在乎什么呢？
So what does it depend on?
在乎神要做什么？
It depends on what God wants to do.
弟兄姊妹，记得上面说耶和华的热心必成就这事。
And we mentioned before it says the zeal of God would accomplish this.
神要做什么事？
What does God want? What does God want to do?
神要做一件事情。
That's a matter God wants to do.
从耶西的本来发一条。
That a shoot will come out from the stump of Jesse.
发出来的那一个呢，就带出底下的这许许多多的事情来。
Then the one who comes out will bring forth all the matters.
我有一些读经没有太充分的弟兄姊妹们，我是这样说一说。
For those who are not very familiar with the scriptures.
耶西是谁？
I would mention about who is Jesse.
耶西是大卫的爸爸。
Jesse is the father of David.
他有一个儿子叫做大卫。
He has a son named David.
这个大卫是坐在以色列宝座上的那个王。
And David is the king who is sitting on the throne of Israel.
所以现在这里说从耶西的本，是根据耶西这一个做基础，他的后代的里头要出来一个人。
So here it says from the stump of Jesse is using Jesse as the base.
他这一个人要在人的中间表现这里头所提的事情。
And this person among many people will manifest all these
conditions. 但是很显然你看到大卫从来没有把神表达到这个地步。
But very clearly we can see that David has never manifested God to this point.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主说这个耶西的本所发的一条，不是说到他立刻养下来的那个大卫。
the shoot that comes up from the stump of Jesse is not talking about David that comes after Jesse.
而是遥远的指着道成肉身的神的儿子。
But it's pointing into the future, the Son of God that was become flesh.
当这位神的儿子显明出来的时候。
So when the Son of God is manifested,
他带出一个什么的结局来呢？
What consequence did he bring forth?
弟兄姊妹，你往上读你就看到了。
Brothers and sisters, if you continue to read on, you will see.
国度就出来了。
The kingdom will come forth.
描写国度的那个光景最早的文字恐怕也就是第十一章了。
The very early description about the kingdom is here in chapter 11.
我是说很具体的来描述的。
I'm talking about a very concrete description.
那他怎么描述呢？
How does he describe it?
弟兄姊妹，你在这里就看到了。
Brothers, you can see here.
一说到这个耶斯资本发的那一条，他以耶和华的灵来管理的这个这个地的时候。
When I talk about the shoot coming up from the stump of Jesse and the spirit of God is governing this earth.
就带出一个结果，第六节。
It brings forth a consequence, a result in verse
6. 豺狼必与绵羊羔同居，豹子与山羊羔同卧，少壮狮子与牛犊并肥猪同群，小孩子要牵引他们，牛必与熊同吃同食，牛犊必与小熊同卧，狮子必吃草，与牛一样，吃奶的孩子不玩耍在尾蛇的洞口，断奶的婴儿必按手在毒蛇的穴中，在我圣山的边处，这一些都不伤人不害物，因为认识耶和华的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一样。
We just read from verse 6 to verse 9.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么？
What is this, Brothers?
这是国度啊。
This is the kingdom.
这是恢复伊甸园没有堕落以前的那个国度啊。
This is the reviving the kingdom before the Garden of Eden was destroyed.
这就是主带同教会一同到地上来所建立的那个天国。
And this is the heavenly kingdom that's established by our Christ and the church.
这是天国的那个很具体的那一个一般情形的描述。
And this is a description of the condition in the kingdom.
啊，我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看到，因着以色列和亚兰人要攻打犹大的这一件事情，所引发了一连串主借着以赛亚说的那个预言，乃是。
So because of Israel and Aram, that they would unite to attack Judah, that through Isaiah, there would be all these matters that's brought forth.
乃是说引出我们的主要道成肉身。
It brings forth that our Lord, that His words would become flesh.
来带到国度的显现。
And to bring out the coming of the kingdom.
神当日是用着以赛亚说出这样的一个信息来激励犹大，来安慰犹大，来让犹大在那一个愚昧的光中，如果及时能转回，那他们就在神面前蒙纪念，不然的话，他们落在神的管教里头，他们仍然不失去指望。
That God used Isaiah to say these words to Judah to encourage them and comfort them so that they would repent from the foolishness, otherwise they would not be under the remembrance of God.
啊，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
到了国度的日子，
when we come to the days of the kingdom, we can see one matter.
犹大和以色列重新归在一个主的名字的底下。
That Judah and Israel once again they would come under one name.
啊，他们不再是分裂成两个国家。
They are no longer divided into two nations.
啊，当然说到这一段事情的时候，就有很多事情我们要留意的。
But when we mention about this, there are many other things we need to take note of.
我常常提的，现在的以色列国只有少数的支派的人在其中。
Often the time I mentioned that Israel nowadays has only a few tribes that are left in it.
但是一个完整的以色列是该12个支派的人都要出来的。
A complete Israel is an Israel that includes all 12 tribes.
但是现在 除了犹大、便雅悯跟利未这三个支派是比较明显以外，其他的支派的就零零落落，甚至是完全没有发现。
But today is only the tribe of Judah, Benjamin, Levites that they are more obvious. The other tribes there don't have that many.
但是到了国度的日子。
But to the, until the days of the kingdom.
整个十二个支派都要重新出现。
All 12 tribes will reappear.
怎么出现呢？
And how would they appear?
我们不知道。
That we don't know.
但是主在这里说。
But the Lord said here.
以色列和犹大不再分成两个了。
Israel and Judah, they will no longer be divided into two.
他们成为一个。
They will become one.
并且所有全地的人都要接受他们的那个地位。
And all people will accept the position.
来承受神借着他们所带给万民的祝福。
And to receive the blessing that God would give to all people through them.
因为以赛亚书里面只是很边在边际上面来轻轻碰到这些事情。
Because in the book of Isaiah, it only lightly touched upon all these things.
所以我们也不会深入的去看那些事情。
And so we would not go into detail to look at these things.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你看得很清楚。
But brothers and sisters, you can see very clearly.
整个神的那一个永远的旨意的执行，是因着以色列和犹大他们当年所遭遇的事情，神就把那个内容做了一些很概略性的发表。
So the manifestation of God's eternal will is through all those things that are encountered by Israel and Judah and to manifest through them.
让我们也就看到耶和华的热心必成就这事。
So that we can see through the zeal of the Lord Almighty, He will accomplish all
this. 因着神在他们身上所做的，我们就更能确定神在我们身上所做的。
That through what God has done in them, that we can be assured that God will work in us.
因为我们一直提到，如果教会就是我们这些人没有在神面前给带到神的心意满足，那国度是不可能显现的。
Because we often say that the church, which is us, if we are not to be brought to a point that satisfies God's heart, the kingdom will not manifest.
所以耶和华的热心既然要成就国度的那件事情。
So if the zeal of the Lord will accomplish the matter of the kingdom,
那我们的主就必须要先完成他在我们身上所定规的旨意。
Then our Lord will first have to accomplish His will in us.
那因此就更清楚地让我们知道我们跟随主是有目的、有方向、有道路的。
So let us see very clearly that we follow the Lord. That's a purpose, that's a direction, and that's a way.
因为耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Because the zeal of the Lord will accomplish this.
我盼望我今天晚上这样把这许许多多了，也好像彼此不相干的事情都抓到一起，没有搞乱弟兄姊妹们的心思上的那个了解。
I hope that I will not confuse brothers and sisters through putting all these matters that seemingly they are not related to each other together.
相反的，你在其中看见神怎么来成就他要做的事。
On the contrary, that we could see how God would accomplish what He wants to do.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这。
I will stop sharing tonight.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.